Today is March 4th, 2024, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Polson Chaser is killed by lion. Nick Parkhouse, 819 Eklund Avenue, was killed by a flying lion at Polson Camp No. 3 about 9:30 o'clock yesterday morning. He had been working at the camp as a chaser for about 4 or 5 months. The body was brought to the Pinnock Mortuary, where funeral arrangements are to be made. Parkhouse had no relatives in the United States so far as is known here. He was a native of Poland, but had been living in the United States for 12 years. In other news, cleanup committee hopeful, but not joyful, on revisit. The committee appointed to start the cleanup of the city met yesterday and went over the ground reported on last week, and much improvement was noted. One of the committee has made his report as follows, appealing, first of all, to the mothers and members of the various organizations composed of women. But, oh, you mothers of Hoquiam and members of the Parent Teacher Association, members of the Women's Club, will you not appoint committees of your own also and investigate for yourselves? Citizens of the whole city, will you not clean up and encourage your neighbors to do so? Besides going over the old ground, the committee went over new territory and found a like condition there. Language falls, and it is simply someone's duty to talk so loud and so long that someone, whoever it should be, might be or may be willing to take heed and order a cleanup that is a cleanup. The members of this committee are determined men and will keep up the propaganda until this city shall have no superior in cleanliness. A well-thought-out proposal for a permanent city beautiful will be made to the Commercial Club Friday. In the meantime, will the women of Hoquiam walk to and from in the alleys back of the stores where they buy their household supplies and see for themselves if they want things clean? In other news, auto goes off bank. L.O. Mickelson, 827 Eklund Avenue, sustained a wrenched knee and his car was badly damaged when the machine plunged off the road and turned completely over about 10 miles north of Hoquiam on the Olympic Highway yesterday morning. The car went over a 4-foot bank and struck a heavy iron culvert which smashed a front wheel and caused it to turn over, according to witnesses. Mickelson, who was alone in the car, was not seriously injured and was able to go out to camp again in the afternoon, it was said, at his home. In other news, we'll pick up anchor. The anchor which the Sericcio, a transmarine steamer, lost in the lower harbor February 6th while waiting at the bar, was to be picked up by Sericcio yesterday and will be taken east by her. The Sericcio was shifted from the black buoy about halfway down the harbor to the lower harbor, and while at anchor was swung around with the tide, snapping the anchor chain and dropping about 60 fathoms of chain into the bay. The John Cudahy located it and attached a buoy. And finally, football dance, a success. The high school football dance in the American Veterans Building Friday evening was decided success both from the standpoint of finance and social success. Over 300 tickets were sold by the students before the dance, and more were sold at the door. Whiz-Bang Orchestra saw to it that everyone enjoyed the dance, everyone agreeing that the music was perfect. A good-sized crowd was present throughout the evening, high school students predominating, with a sprinkling of young people from about town and a few older couples. After the dance was well along, William Daniels, commander of the American Legion, which sponsored the dance, presented each player with an H sweater. They were immediately put on their justly proud owners, or in some cases, his bestest don the sweater. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 4, 1924. With our winter closure now past the halfway point, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with an engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.